Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, increasing clouds with a high near 45 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 33. And on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 52. And in the news for today, ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections, experts and officials see tensions rising in Wisconsin and across the country. For example, armed poll watchers have been guarding Arizona absentee drop-off sites. Wisconsin Republican gubernatorial candidate Tim Michels, who won't say if he'll accept the results of the election, has promised that if he's given control of the state's election administration levers, the party will never lose another election. As an extension of the Republican Party's efforts to recruit an unprecedented number of partisan poll watchers, the Republican National Committee brought and won a lawsuit in Green Bay seeking to give those watchers more access to the city's early voting process. In the 2 years since the 2020 election, Wisconsin's election system has been poked and prodded, investigated, attacked, and sued repeatedly. Now, even Republicans who never conceded President Joe Biden's win in 2020 are casting their ballots in the midterms as voters choose the state's governor, U.S. senator, and decide if Republicans should be given a veto-proof supermajority in the legislature. Nearly 600,000 people have already cast absentee votes, according to data from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. But hundreds of thousands more will head to the polls on Tuesday. Election experts say that despite fears of interference or intimidation from right-wing extremists, voting will be safe and secure. All that according to a report from today's Wisconsin Examiner. David Becker, executive director of the Center for Election Innovation and Research, said in a press briefing on Thursday that staying home for fear of violence is exactly what extremists want. There would be nothing that extremists and election deniers would like more than for voters to feel scared about whether they should vote, and they shouldn't, Becker said. Voters are showing that you can vote in complete safety in this election. In Wisconsin, voting polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 8th. In Viroqua, Lori Polhema, city clerk, issued the following, quote, "We expect that voter turnout for the November election will be very high, so be prepared to wait in line in all types of weather if waiting outside. Parking is also limited and may be busy at times, so please be patient," Polhema said. Voters who need to register may do so on election day in person at the polling place. If you need to register to vote, please bring proof of residency. For absentee ballots to be counted, they must be received by 8 p.m. on election day, November 8th. Only the voter may return the ballot. You cannot drop off ballots for others. On election day in Viroqua, they must be returned to Viroqua's polling place by 8 p.m., which is the lower level of City Hall, the new building on West Decker. Ballots postmarked or hand-delivered after November 8th cannot be counted. If you are listening from outside Viroqua but still in Wisconsin, you can go to the My Vote Wisconsin website to find where your polling place will be. That address is myvote.wi.gov for a complete listing. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.